السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, also sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again a majlis of zikrullah and Naat Sharif. I mentioned the other day, and also probably in some majlis before the month of Ramadan last year, that when somebody's beloved has gone overseas, parents, wife, children, and they are returning. The parents of the children are returning, and they have been informed that the aeroplane has left Dubai airport or Heathrow airport or some other airport of the world, and it is arriving. It's 12 hours to go, 8 hours to go, a few hours to go. Then those little children, they keep on looking at the sky. But before they look at the sky, let us look at this number plate here. 274696. Please remove your car. ND274696. So little children, they keep looking at the sky. And those children who have some idea of what the time is, then they keep looking at their watches. Or the parents are here, they look at their watches, the wife is looking at the watch, the husband is looking at the watch, and they look at the sky and say, it's arriving, arriving. Then if you are at the airport, those days we used to go right up to the fence, and you could see the aeroplanes landing right by your toes. So that time you could, they would look in the, at the sky and say, there's the aeroplane, now it has just arrived. But there is a kind of a feeling that it's arriving, arriving. And then they say it has landed. And everybody is excited. Why? Because the beloved has arrived. Ramadan Sharif was like that to the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And not only to the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, but even to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, is to anticipate the arrival of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. He included it in his dua right from the month of Rajab, asking Allah Ta'ala for barakat in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban, and asking Allah Ta'ala to convey, or which basically means to bless with life in the month of Ramadan, so that we get the opportunity of fasting, so that we get the opportunity of benefiting from the rahmat rains that pour in the month of Ramadan. But do we find that excitement anymore in the ummah? We all talk about preparation of the month of Ramadan. What is the preparation that we talk about? The ladies talk about how much pastries they require, how much butter they require, how much other ingredients they require for the baking and for the cooking. And some we start preparing for the Eid clothes long before Ramadan has started. Ramadan hasn't started and you get Eid offers in clothing and shoes and jewelry. So that is what we regard as our preparation. So what was the preparation? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what preparation he did? What was he looking forward to? So let us bring about some change. How long are we going to remain in square one? When are we going to start tasting the sweetness of Iman? How long we are going to remain dry worshippers? That why do we worship? Because it is farz. Why do we make namaz? Because it's farz. Why do we keep fast in Ramadan? Because it's farz. Alhamdulillah, that too at least is some kind of a consolation, that considering it as farz, we are fasting and making our salat. But was it intended to be a burden upon us? Was it intended to be some kind of pain and suffering for us that we have to make 5 times salat? Or was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanting to give us something through that salat? That miraj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he went up above the 7 heavens and came into the presence of Allah ta'ala. His heart was washed with the water of Zamzam, and then he left the realms of this earth and he went somewhere right above the heavens. Now we cannot all operate on our chest and take out our hearts 5 times a day and wash it with the water of Zamzam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us an alternative and a substitute, that you make wuzu 5 times a day and get out of this earth. And I will give you the miraj. His miraj was there, above the arsh and above Sidratul Muntaha, until he was brought to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and your miraj will be when you are down in sajda. So Allah ta'ala wants to give us something. Ista'inu bis sabri was sala. Seek Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help with patience and with salat. And look at all the virtues of salat. So it's not that we make salat so that we may prevent any kind of punishment or avoid some kind of punishment from Allah ta'ala. That is not a mu'min, kamil. He is a mu'min, but he's not a kamil mu'min. A kamil mu'min, he looks forward to ibadat, zikr, tilawat. He has a passion for it, as I repeatedly say. Nevertheless, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal and give us the himmat and the courage. There is just a few days left to the month of Ramadan. So if we are going to be blessed with life, then we don't start thinking of change on the first night of Ramadan. That change must come long before that. We should be smelling the fragrance of Ramadan, and it is there already in the atmosphere. We don't have those nostrils to inhale that fragrance. We don't have those hearts. But ask those who are Allah walas, not people like us, that from now they can get the fragrance. Can sense it, something is coming, something beautiful is going to happen. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with life in the month of Ramadan and all the barakat of Ramadan. But tonight, this majlis being a majlis of zikrullah and not sharif, so once again, tamanna hai. If we cannot make it to Madina Sharif, at least let us have the tamanna. If we cannot live and die there, then at least have the tamanna. Our hearts are filled with so many different tamanna, so many different desires and so many different aspirations. Somebody wants to become a cabinet minister, somebody wants to become a prime minister, somebody wants to become a president, somebody wants to become a king, somebody wants to own palaces, somebody wants to own block of buildings in all parts of the world. Somebody wants to become director general, and somebody wants to become something. Every person has got different kinds of tamannas, and there's nothing wrong if the person's tamanna is within the parameters of Sharia, then even if it is worldly things, but if his niyat is good, nobody stops him from it. But we have to remember that we have to leave this world and go someday. So therefore our tamannas also must be such. The other things are muqaddar. How much you're going to chase, it doesn't mean that if a person chases, the more he gets. It is muqaddar that this person will run here, will go there, will do this, will do that, and he'll get X amount. And then in his lifetime, whether he will be able to use it or he will just accumulate and some grandchild will use it, or the thieves will steal it, or the crooks will make a job of it, or the stock market will collapse and nothing will be left there. That only Allah Ta'ala knows. So that is muqaddar, risk is muqaddar. 45701, T is your car is obstructing somebody. ND45701. So the risk is muqaddar, the person will get how much has been destined for him. Even if he wants to run away from it, it will come. But because we are living in a world of means, therefore we make a little bit of effort in this world of means. We make use of some means. So our tamanna also must be of a higher level than the tamanna and the desires and the aspirations of the people of this world. The disbelievers also got those same kind of aspirations. And if we also got the same, then what is the difference? There is no speciality then of the mu'min. A mu'min is a very special person. His tamanna is far higher than the tamanna of the people. He also eats, he drinks, he also has desire to get married. He also has desire to eat good food and wear good clothes sometimes. But there is no speciality in that. Why this car is still obstructing? Whoever is obstructed, please once and for all send your number plates. 45701. 274696. We announced this earlier. 274696. Please remove your cards. 45701. Are the drivers of those cars here, or is it somebody that's at the? Tamanna hai. کہ گلزارِ مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا تمنا ہے کہ گلزارِ مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گل شنوں میں میرا کوئی وہاں کے گل شنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا وہاں کے گل شنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا. It is my deep-hearted desire that Madina Sharif should be my place of residence. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. Amongst those gardens of Madina Sharif, how I wish and how I desire that there could be a garden of mine also. That is my tamanna.
Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا.
How I wish I could say that there is a garden of mine also somewhere in Madina Sharif. Why? Because my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in Madina Sharif. It is the place of hijrat of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rains of rahmat are pouring 24 hours of the day. Thousands of malaika descending. Thousands of malaika carrying the durood and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing but rahmat, mercy, sukoon, tranquility. Tamanna hai ki gulzar-e-madina ab watan hota.
Tamanna hai ki gulzar-e-madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا.
Say Ameen. Each one can ask for himself the same thing. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. To live there, to die there. Kafan and dafan there. That is the tamanna. Not that we deserve it. What is it that we deserve?
بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا. میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو میں اڑ کر پہنچ جاتا. زہِ قسمت کے اپنا شیعہ بھی زہِ قسمت کے اپنا شیعہ ان کا چمن ہوتا.
If only I had been a bird with wings to fly. Or if I had been like the bird with wings to fly, then any part of the day or night I would have flown to Madina Sharif. And if it is in my qismat to have my nest in one of the gardens of Madina Sharif, I would have flown and rested in my nest.
میسر بالوں پر ہوتے तोड़ कर मैं पहुंच जाता, जहे किस्मत के अपना आशियां उनका चमन होता। तमन्ना है कि गुलजारे मदीना अब वतन होता। नमाजों में उन्हीं के दर पे मैं करता जबी साई, तिलावत का तरन्नुम और जन्नत का चमन होता। तिलावत का तरन्नुम और जन्नत का चमन होता। I would have performed my salats in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. Listen to the beautiful recitation of the Quran Sharif by the thousands of people that are there in such soft toned, beautiful voices. Tarannum of the Quran Sharif coming from all sides. And Jannat ka chaman hota, Riyazul Jannah, which according to some hadithin will be the same piece of ground that will be turned into the Jannat. For it is a piece of land from Jannat.
सभी कुछ है मगर जब वो नहीं कुछ भी नहीं हासिल, जहाँ वो है वहीं आकाश में जलवा फगन होता, जहाँ वो है वहीं आकाश में जलवा फगन होता। तमन्ना है कि गुलजारे मदीना अब वतन होता।
We can have everything in the world, but if we don't have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we haven't got anything. What has the person got if he hasn't got nisbat with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? The person has got all the wealth of the world, but if he hasn't got that nisbat, that muhabbat, that love, that ma'rifat, and an added bonus if he doesn't have Madina Sharif, then what has he got? We don't appreciate or we don't know the value of these things. Because the only value that we know is the value of gold and silver, pounds and dollars and euros. That's the value we know. Now, those are things for this world you make use of, but it's not for giving heart to. Heart we give to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, we've got everything, but you haven't got Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. What have you got?
खुदा शाहिद है कि हम सब जहां पर हुक्मरा होते, रसूले पाक की सुन्नत अगर अपना चलन होता, रसूले पाक की सुन्नत अगर अपना चलन होता,
सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, we would have been the rulers over the world if only we obeyed, we followed the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we followed in his footsteps, we would have been ruling the world. Islam did not deprive us of progress, did not prevent us from progress. They themselves progressed so much that they were ruling over big, big empires. So how can they stop us from progress? But we lost all those empires because of our ghaflat, because of our negligence, because of our engagement and indulgence in all kinds of vices and sins and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So whatever palaces they had and whatever empires they had, everything is gone. Those little kingdoms which they are holding on to, that is also controlled by forces from the outside. These little kingdoms are nothing but puppets. Strings are pulled from somewhere else. What power do they have? So we would have been ruling over the world.
یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوند بقیے پا اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا یہی ہے آرزو یونس یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوند بقیے پا اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا
یہی ہے آرزو that is the only desire left in the heart that this body of mine has become a patch of the graveyard of مدینہ شریف بقیہ پاک we lie buried حضرت عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی وائفز آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام چلڈرن آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام گرینڈ چلڈرن آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام تھاؤزنز آف صحابہ کرام تھاؤزنز آف اولیاء کرام اینڈ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون ہو از بریڈ دیر اٹ از اور یقین دیٹ دے آر آل مغفور اینڈ مرحوم So that is the only tamanna. One tamanna is that Allah Ta'ala must come into our hearts. اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی That is one. And thereafter the death must come in Madina Sharif and become a patch of the crown of Baqi.
یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوند بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ
واو حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث O my beloved Allah, O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most compassionate loving Allah, O my most forgiving, generous, kind Allah, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Oh, my most beautiful Allah, 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 Allah. We have raised our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We acknowledge every sin that we have committed on the surface of the earth. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. We have used your bounties, your ni'mats of sight, of hearing, of speech, our hands, our feet, our heart, our mind, our wealth, our homes, our cars, our properties. The position that you have given us in society, the businesses that you have blessed us with, how much of it we have used for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, you are pouring and showering your ni'mats upon us 24 hours of the day. And 24 hours of the day we are disobeying you with those very bounties and very ni'mats. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us. He would have sent the tsunamis against us, the gale force winds against us. He would have shaken the ground beneath our feet. He would have asked the angels to seize us. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how generous and kind you are. You have kept the doors of Tawbah open for us to return to you any part of the day or night. You are prepared to accept us in whatever condition we are, provided we make sincere Tawbah from all our sins. My beloved Allah, that is exactly what we are doing now. You have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ My beloved Allah. Therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you and begging of you. We are not asking of human beings. Human beings will give once, twice and they'll get tired or they will get angry and upset if we have to beg of them. Ya Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. For all treasures lie with you, all hearts lie in your control, my beloved Allah. Therefore we are seeking from you, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive us. My beloved Allah, we are seeking total forgiveness of all our sins that we have committed, major or minor. In the light of day or darkness of night, sins that we have committed of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, mere Allah, hum gande hai, hum napak hai, hum. Mere Allah, our hearts are filthy, dirty, filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy. Oh, my beloved Allah, who is there to forgive us besides you? Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de.
میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. My beloved Allah, we have become negligent, indifferent, unconcerned, because we have food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, cars to move around. We have become negligent, we have become negligent. Mere Allah, bless us with your ni'mats and with your bounties, but with barakat, my beloved Allah. Don't let it divert our attention from your remembrance. Don't let our wealth, our homes, our properties, our children, our wives, take us in the direction of Jahannam. My beloved Allah, don't let them take us in the direction of Jahannam. We cannot even put our fingers onto a small little flame on a candle. Where can we burn in the fire of Jahannam? My beloved Allah, hum to bahut hi kamzor hai, zareef hai, natawa hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai. Whatever we may be, we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your bandas. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere dar ke alawa koi dar nahi. Tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other hope that we can beg. My beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, if you have to reject us, where do we go? You dearly love forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness. We are therefore turning towards you. We have raised our begging bowls towards you. We have yaqeen that this very moment you are looking at us. You are listening to us. You are well aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri. Tu mera to sab mera, palak mera, zami meri. Tu mera to sab mera, palak mera, zami meri. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Come into our hearts, my Allah. Let your tajalli come into our hearts. Light up every nook and corner of our hearts. My beloved Allah, when the sun rises, it lights up the universe. Ya Allah, let the sun of your muhabbat light up our hearts. Fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us shifa. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride and arrogance. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. All those who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals and clinics, in homes, those who have had operations, those who are undergoing operations, those who have met up with accidents, those who are suffering from different kinds of sicknesses and diseases, my beloved Allah, shifa lies in your hands. We know that sometimes these sicknesses, ailments and problems can be an elevation of status, a forgiveness of sins, or a rahmat and a mercy in disguise, or a shake-up and a wake-up call for us. But my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you complete shifa. Shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties and debts, give them plentiful of halal rizq and remove their debts and problems. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal and pakiza employment. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners.
My beloved Allah, there are so many young boys and girls who want to be married so that they may safeguard themselves from zina. Oh, my beloved Allah, they have no other niyat except that they want to obey you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it extremely easy for them. Ya Allah, bless them with pious and righteous partners in life. Those who are in journey, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are gone for Umrah will be going for Umrah in this Mubarak month of Ramadan that is coming, or this month of Shaban. Make them, bless them with maqbool and mabroor Umrahs. Accept their tawaf, their ziyarat, their ibadat, their duas, their zikr. My beloved Allah, this sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And those who are planning for Hajj, make everything easy for them. Bless them with maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Remove all the obstacles and difficulties that are placed in their path, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Ek din marna hai akhir maut. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گورو کفن ہوتا. Oh, my beloved Allah, if it is not muqaddar and destined there, wherever it may be, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the TV, on internet sites, or having some wine in the bottle in our hand, or popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram action. Angel of death is going to give no warning signs at all, my Allah. Every day we hear, we read of people leaving this world suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. My beloved Allah, bless us with the death of barakat on iman. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the trials, the hardship, the problems of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around the globe. Palestine, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, America, Europe, England, all parts of the world, the ummat is suffering. Ya Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life and in our time. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Protect us from the azab of qabr, the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. In the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And our mashayikh. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the desires, the tamanna, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, after this majlis of zikr. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. There are many students who are writing examinations, Ya Allah, bless them with success in their examinations. Make them assets for our communities. Protect them from the fitnas at their institutions. Oh, my beloved Allah, You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the problem and the suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl and your kindness, remove their suffering, their pain, their sicknesses, their problems. Hum jaise bhi hai, qubool farma, qubool kar le, qubool kar le. Allah, qubool kar le. Mere pyare Allah, 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 Allah. ہم سب کو قبول کر لے, اپنا بنا لے, ہمارا بن جا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سيدنا محمد يا ربي جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول کر لے, تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول کر, گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول کر, مدارس مساجد خانقاہوں کو قبول کر, سب کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص دے. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.